The Southeast commercial salmon harvest is one for the record books this year, and it's not done yet. While the Seine Fleet's pink salmon catches in southern Southeast have remained below expectations, the huge volume from the northern districts and high prices have made this season more valuable than ever. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein has an update.
The value of the Seine catch has surpassed a record $100 million, largely thanks to huge returns of fat pink salmon in northern Southeast Alaska. Fish and Game's regional biologist Bill Davidson was confident that by season's end, the 2011 catch will easily exceed the preseason forecast of 55 million pinks.
The combination of the, you know, record return on the north end and good average weights and best ever prices have probably blown away any previous value record, and it's still going.
With some areas winding down and others showing some late returns, Davidson expected the fleet would continue fishing into early September. By late August, Seiners had netted more than 53 million pink salmon, which is more than twice last year's catch. They also had brought in nearly 2.5 million chum, 500,000 sockeye, and 300,000 coho. Chum is typically the second most important species for Seiners behind pinks, but chum catches have been lower than expected due to some poor hatchery returns. According to Davidson, it's typically the southern Southeast districts below Petersburg and Wrangell that produce more than 60% of the pink harvest. This year, it's only 14%. However, the northern districts more than made up for the poor returns in the south.
In District 12, they've harvested 22 million pinks from that one district. The prior record was 16.4 million in 2005, so the record is blown away by the strength of this return. Likewise, District 13 is going to be a record harvest. It's now at 7 million, and the record for the district was 5.7 in 1985.
On average, pinks have been fetching a whopping 42 cents a pound for Seiners. Prices have been strong nearly across the board, with the exception of coho, which have been exceptionally small in size and worth only about 50 cents a pound to Seiners on average, though the prices are better for other fisheries. Seine sockeye has been going for $1.50, and chum has been worth 82 cents. With the big pink numbers and the high prices in general, Davidson was a little surprised that participation had not been drastically different than in recent years, with 268 Seiners recording landings. The 10-year average is 259. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.